All right, this is part two of the interview with David Ng.
Oh, we're in Kamiket. So how many times have you been to Japan?
I have been there twice.
Okay.
First time was 1 year ago, in August of 2004, and the second one was 9 months later in May of 2005. I was thinking I was going to go there later in this year, but circumstances changed, and I ended up going out there a lot earlier. The Comic Con run was last year in August.
Did you go with like a tour group or by yourself, or do you have a friend there?
Both times I went with a tour group.
Oh, okay. Was it the pop culture one?
The first one was pop culture oriented. It was with Pop Japan Travel.
Yeah.
PJT. Second one was with Signet Tours, which bounced us all around Japan. The good news is that was one of the most endearing parts of the trip, where I got to bounce all over the place in Japan. The bad news is that the whole tour was conducted in Chinese. So I treated it as just nothing more than an extended photo shoot. Just go nuts, just photograph everything in plain sight. If you need to figure out where something is, you know, just take a picture of like the ground or something and you know, take a picture of like some sign. If even it's in Japanese, don't worry about it. Just go show it to someone who speaks Japanese or reads Japanese and they can tell you where you were.
I need to find my way back to this sign.
Like, where was this again? Oh, that was in such and such location. I'm like, oh.
Did you learn any Japanese before the trip? Or?
Interesting story. Should I talk?
Yeah.
Okay. A year earlier, I spent a whole week in Japan, in Tokyo. Picked up a little bit of Japanese on the way. Now, most of my family and a good chunk of my friends all assume that just because I speak English very fluently, but I seem to have this distaste for languages, that I will never learn a language, and I don't speak any other language other than English. My sister and I are at the Tokyo Imperial Palace. My sister is suddenly getting very excited because she sees a police officer just staying there, doing nothing. He's just looking around, you know, doing as usual. My sister's bouncing up and down and saying, "Take my picture, take my picture." He wants to ask the police officer if he can take his picture. And the cop is looking at her like she's got 15 heads. Like, who in the heck is this girl? I get fed up, and, you know, having done this, I've been there a year earlier and having picked up enough Japanese to be able to get by just a little bit, I calmly walked to the police officer and said, "Shashin wo totemo ii desu ka?" The cop nodded, stood perfectly still. My sister looked at me like, what the hell? And it's like, pose. Pose? Okay. Poof. My sister just goes, what did you just say? I asked him if I could take his picture. What language was that? Japanese. You learned Japanese before the trip? I've learned a little bit from last year. I mean, can I use that? And she's like, wait a second. You speak Japanese? I'm like, a little bit. I didn't say I was fluent.
Because you went to Comic-Con the previous year, right? So,
yeah.
Isn't that what comes up all the time?
That was part of the reason why I learned that phrase so well, because I said that about 40 times.
Probably heard a million other people saying it.
Yeah, and also when I was running around in Japan, in Tokyo on my own, I picked up a couple of words here and there, and my sister, who apparently decided that she didn't want to learn any Japanese on her own, was floundering on things like trying to find out how much things were in there, and I calmly went over to the shopkeeper and said, "Ikura desu ka?" Pulls up a calculator and types in a number and shows it to me, like, that much. Oh.
Yeah, I've taken like a 6-week Japanese course or something, and it's like the first thing they teach you is, you know, how to introduce yourself and then how to ask how much something cost. They want you to go to Japan and spend all your money. They're like, we want you to be able to shop there.
And of course, there was an incident when we were waiting around in a hallway. Someone shouted something at us, and my sister says, "What did you say?" And I said, "Hang on a second." And she goes, "Is that what he said?" "Pretty sure." "You sure?" "Yeah. Trust me. Wait here for a minute." Gentleman comes out later with our blanket.
With your what?
We were waiting for blankets, and we were walking down the hall, and the gentleman was going to get us our blankets, but he said, "Jota mayo!" And yeah, that too. Watching anime subtitles also helps you learn a little Japanese too. And my mother was actually very impressed that I learned a little Japanese. It's like, oh, I guess all that anime helped you out after all. Yeah, it did, okay.
Right, were you with your sister and some other family members the second time?
The second time around, I went with my mother and my sister. My mother actually had the easier time because she was able to speak Chinese and understand what the tour operator said, of course. Once we were actually out in the Japanese part of the country, you know, where the tour guide probably went off or whatever. She was actually just as powerless as we were, which was very funny. It was very humbling because we're all of a sudden at the same level. 2 years earlier, we went to Hong Kong, and my mother was demonstrating her superiority at that point because she could speak fluent Chinese. Everybody understood her, and, well, also my family was there too. My aunts and uncles, my cousins were over there as well. I felt kind of funny because my sister and I were the only ones who spoke purely English. None of us speak Chinese, or at the level that we'd like to speak Chinese. So when my mother and sister were there, we were all suddenly at the same level.
I guess, describe Comic-Con.
Okay.
I mean, I know what it is. I don't know if we want to describe it for the listeners. I guess we should.
All right. Comic-Con is a weekend to a week long. I forget how long it is, but it is one of the most popular events for those interested in manga in doujinshi. For those who have been to Otakon, the average population of Otakon is approximately 20,000 attendees. That's how many artists are there, not how many attendees. The basic area where Comic-Con is held is at the Tokyo Big Sight, which is out in Odaiba. It's held, I think, twice a year, three times a year. We went during the summer. Yeah, twice a year, yeah. It was held during the summer. Before that, we had some information about what Comic-Con was going to be like. It's basically three football fields of manga artists.
So, did you go out, the morning of or the night before?
We were there for exactly one day. Let's just say that when there's 20,000 artists, now imagine how many attendees there are. I don't even want to count how many attendees there are. I'm guessing maybe
100,000.
Yeah, I'm thinking like half of Japan's youth just converged over there. It's like the Japanese youth all want to go there. I'm like, whatever. When we were going over there, the train was sorely packed. It was sardine level. We went from our local train stop to one stop, and then we took a transfer, which brought us down to Odaiba and the Tokyo Big Sight. And at the Tokyo Big Sight, it was just this massive, massive complex. Going inside, it basically dwarfs the Baltimore Convention Center and anything else you've seen by, like, nothing. Before you go there, though, or when you're there, you're going to be given a telephone book, and I literally mean telephone book, of artists that are present. They're not necessarily going to be there, but their representatives will be there. One of my best friend who went with me was actually dead set on finding Shoji Manabe. And he had a whole bunch of little gifts and knickknacks that he wanted to give to Manabe-san. And he got there, and it turns out that only his representatives were there. He didn't personally go to Comic-Con. He was rather disappointed by that. But that telephone book is a very humbling object.
I heard they sell out. You can, order them before the con.
Yeah, we were all issued our own, through the tour. The tour was actually going to send us to Comic-Con. When I say telephone book, by the way, I think they must use, the special paper stock, because when I picked it up, the thing weighed, 6 pounds. Like, the same telephone book in the United States, same thickness and everything, weighs, maybe half that, and it's oh, boy. And flipping through it, and you see every manga artist in their in the language order, and I'm just coming through. I'm like, I have no idea where anyone's gonna be.
Yeah, nice. So did you end up buying doujinshi from there?
I've only bought two as a souvenir. I just went over to two random stalls and just picked out a pair of doujinshi to bring back. Normally they run about anywhere from 500 to 1,000 yen, which is about $5 to $10, give or take. Mine were 600 yen a piece, and I picked out one that looked completely alien to me, where I can't recognize anyone, which was very obvious, which was the Sailor Moon one. At the time, it didn't really sink into just how much of an impact manga industry and the doujinshi interest would be in Japan. And from seeing Comic-Con firsthand, I was just saying, okay, if you thought Otakon was scary, go to Comic-Con.
I don't think Otakon is scary, but Comic-Con.
Oh, after Comic-Con, no anime convention scares me ever again. I just think to myself of that big place that no human being apparently is capable of going to every single stall, even in the time frame that's allotted to you from start to finish. And
yeah. So it's just wall-to-wall nerds, basically.
Well, there were two parts, from my perspective, only two parts. There was the internal part, which was all manga, all doujinshi artistry. And then the outside, which is where the cosplayers converged, where I said to myself, I will not photograph any cosplayers So I do that every year at different anime conventions. I go in there, it was like a freaking moth to a flame. Which isn't too far off because it was about 90 plus degrees out and I was wearing shorts and I burned my knees photographing people left and right.
How did the cosplay stand up compared to American cosplay?
It's a little hard to tell. I suspect that Japanese cosplay, they cheat a little bit because many of their costumes can be store-bought. The day before, we went on a shopping tour where we visited different locations, and in many different places, I actually found stores where you could literally buy a costume, put it on. So I'm just trying not to think of that possibility. People are cheating because they bought a professionally made costume, just tacked it on and put on some makeup and they're good to go. You know, I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt that they made their own, but I'm going to pretend for a second that they made their own. The American cosplay, I think, works a lot harder, in my opinion, than the Japanese cosplay. I don't want to say which one's better. I just feel that American cosplay, you know, we have a little bit more of resource and we have a little bit more work, but the community is more fan-based. While in Japan, I've got the funny feeling that their community has a little bit more native work going for them. In other words, they could theoretically obtain a model, a pattern that was developed or sanctioned by Bandai or some other company, for example, and they could easily make their costume that way. Right, yeah, so I'm not sure, like...
In cosplay magazines, the Japanese, yeah, they'll have, like, a pattern.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do you want to make this kind of sleeve? Here's a pattern.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have full-fledged magazines where they talk about making a costume, so I sometimes feel that the Japanese have that advantage as well.
Yeah. I wish they'd translate some of those.
Oh!
as long as we're on the topic of cosplay... have you ever cosplayed yourself?
The official answer is no. A lot of people, if I were to do a technical answer, technically, if you want to count the fact that I sometimes wear a Star Trek pin on my shirt, then yes. But beyond that, I've never actually put on a costume. The closest I came, though, was on a recent trip to Mitsuwa. They had a festival, and one of the things that they said was that anyone who appears at the festival wearing a yukata would get 20% off. And the thing is that among all my friends, I was the only one who actually bought and owned a yukata and knew how to put one on and all that stuff. And I didn't tell anybody I was going to be doing this, by the way, but I figured, what the heck.
You're like, yes, 20% off.
Well, yeah, you know, there's always that money factor in, so might as well humiliate myself. And I made a comment on LiveJournal that I would appear at that festival and it would be a small surprise for anybody who appeared and attended. And strangely enough, when I said later, where were all you people? I was in a yukata. And people were saying, you were? Yes. And they were like, we missed it? Like, maybe I'll show up some other convention in the yukata or something. But that's the closest I ever came to walking around in a costume.
So if you were going to cosplay a character, who would it be?
First thing that comes to mind, probably Panda Genma from Ranma 1/2. It'd be funny. I envision one day I'll put on the panda suit and I'll have like the sign on and I'll walk around with the camera and I'll show the sign saying, can I take your picture? And then take a picture, flip the sign, thank you, and walk off.
Nice.
See how many people get the realization that's me under the suit.
All right, so what was the first cosplayer you ever saw ever?
At an anime convention?
Yeah, sure. I mean, would you see one outside of an anime convention?
Well, I mean, I was like an anime convention or a sci-fi con or a photo shoot or...
Anime.
Well, technically sci-fi, you know, you're dressed up and stuff, but an anime con, the very first cosplay I ever saw was this little kid dressed as Moose. He had glasses. I think the costume probably had to be homemade, that was my guess. Had a long black wig, and that was 1999 November. It was my last thing I was going to do before Y2K hit, and I was thinking to myself, okay, if we're all going to go down in flames, I might as well have my last hurrah. I'll spend it at an anime convention. Next thing I knew, I started going to more and more of them, but I still have that photo of the very first person I ever saw in costume, and at the time I was a huge Ranma 1/2 fan. I still am to a large degree, but I really liked seeing a kid in the Moose costume and said, oh, can I take a picture? And there you go. Yeah. And so, a legend began.
But you've seen a lot of costumes at, like, sci-fi conventions before?
I've seen, beforehand, I've seen plenty of sci-fi, mostly Klingons and the occasional Starfleet officers as well, and the occasional amalgam of costume, but those were at science fiction conventions I've been to before, like Icon or any of the creation conventions.
Yeah, the first anime con I went to was, like, in 2001, one of the BAF cons.
Ah.
But we just commuted to it since it was in town.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in, like, an amazing DigiCarrot outfit.
Right.
It was a guy, but he looked good. And it was it was like I'd never seen a costume like that. It was a really good DigiCarrot outfit. Like, I've seen a lot of DigiCarrot outfits since then. I've actually watched DigiCarrot after that, and it was an incredible costume. Someone was, like, interviewing him. They were, like, asking how he got into doing this and stuff, and he had some crazy story about how he was a soldier in the first Gulf War, and was so in the army. And then when he came back from the Gulf War, he had no job and nothing to do, so he started watching lots of anime.
Well, you ask yourself questions like, how did Sailor Bubba, Man Fay, Cardcaptor Will, how any of them decide to take the plunge into that sort of area?
Wait, I've heard of some of those, but I haven't heard of, what was the last one?
Cardcaptor Will.
Cardcaptor Will. Who's that?
He was at the masquerade for Otakon and Anime Central. He is basically an African-American gentleman, approximately 6 foot and change. I think 6 foot two, my guess. And he is dressed like Cardcaptor Sakura.
Nice. Is it a really good outfit?
If I were to say yeah, yeah. Well, if I say yeah, I don't want people to think anything strange about me. Oh, wait, too late. No, the answer is actually, I think the costume is fairly well made. Surprisingly enough, I've actually gotten used to seeing him now.
Nice. Have you gone to Expo before?
Anime Expo?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. It's this thing that's in the back of my mind, if I ever want to go to Anime Expo or not. It's just like low priority, since I have other things I would like to do as well, aside from flying out to Los Angeles for a convention. It's something I want to do. I guess I'd have to do a lot of preparation work in advance. Like, I'd like to do things aside from just going to Anime Expo. I'd like to see Los Angeles. I'd like to, you know, just hang out, you know, not just the convention. And it's something in the back of my mind that I'd like to do one day. I would like to visit Anime Expo.
Yeah, actually, we went there.
Yeah.
Summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was,
fun?
It was really good. Yeah. I have, like, a friend who lives in Los Angeles, but I really didn't have time to do the other stuff.
So yeah.
It was sort of kind of, we convinced him to drive us from the airport to the con, and then we were like, if you want to hang out another day, you know, it's like a big party. And he was sort of like, nah, it's a long drive.
He was really impressed by one of those owl costumes.
Yeah.
I was walking by.
It was like a peach.
Jaw dropped.
There's like a Peach Princess costume, too.
Well,
like, wow.
Well, the other thing I always get a bit worried about is just flying to a convention, because, you know, when you drive to a convention, you're going to bring your own car, you're going to go with a bunch of people, and when you're flying to a convention, sometimes you're going to be going on your own. You may not necessarily have your friends with you. That's what my track record happens to be. Whenever I fly to a convention, I seem to go on my own, since my colleagues happen to be dealers. And I'll see them there, but the thing is, like, it gets lonely sometimes, so it's kind of adds to the reluctance of going to Anime Expo, because I'd like to fly there with a bunch of people and not just go there for the convention. I'd like to see other things too.
Oh, so you know some dealers and stuff. Have you worked at a convention besides doing, like, press stuff?
I'm the staff photographer for Anime Next and Anime Boston. I was asked to staff Anime Next as staff photographer back in 2003, and I've been doing that ever since. Shortly after Anime Boston and I were talking about photography there, and I volunteered as a photographer, and I was brought in as staff. That's what I do there primarily. It's the only thing I'm good at doing, apparently. Well, the only thing I know how to do.
Do they use, like, the staff photography photos for, like, the brochures and, or, like, the con book, or...?
I've seen the photographs used in the con books and also on the websites, on memories pages. I usually submit the work that I've done to the con chair and to the webmaster as quickly as possible, so everything is, you know, so they have something to talk about for the post for the end of the convention and for publicity for the upcoming conventions. But most of the work I've done is primarily for publicity work.
It's only 12:30. Noah's gone to sleep already. We've got a podcast to put out here. Onafest is this weekend in Newark, New Jersey, and I'll be there for Saturday and Sunday. I don't think Noah will, though. In other news, also, I've looked at the listener map, and we have some listener in Perth, Australia. Write to me. I want to know what it's like in Perth. I've always wanted to go there. I encourage any listeners in Japan to write to us. Write to us at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com. We really like getting your mail. Thanks. Our theme music is by Analog Lights, a division of Giant Spider Inc. For more information, email steve@giantspiderinc@hotmail.com.